Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today. We're going to be talking this week about who are you trusting in? Where are you putting your trust? And why are you putting your trust in what you're putting it in? You know, so many times we look to the wrong thing. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 15 through 17, For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who reminds you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. So he's saying, I urge you, intimidate me. In other words, act like I'm acting. Do what I'm doing. What is he doing? He said, you may have many instructors, 10,000 instructors, but you're not going to have many fathers. In other words, what Paul was trying to say to the church is, I'm trying to teach you as a father teaches a son to walk. And I remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere and in every church. So what's he trying to teach us? He's trying to teach us the ways of Christ, that we trust not or depend not in what we do, but we trust and depend on what the Father's doing through us. And as we begin to walk in that dimension of grace, we see that Paul said, you can imitate me because I'm imitating Christ. Now in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, it says, imitate me just as I so also imitate Christ. So Paul's saying, you can act like I'm acting. You can do what I'm doing because just as I also imitate Christ. Now think about that just a minute. As me and you are imitating Christ, what are we trusting in? Are we trusting in His faith? Are we trusting in His peace? Are we trusting in His deliverance? Are we trusting in Him taking us above and beyond the level that we're at right now, that we can walk into a dimension and a revelation of great power and authority? See, that's what he's trying to teach us. And then he says in John 17:17, sanctify, set them apart by your truth. Your word is truth. So if I'm going to be set apart, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. So we see that the Word of God is truth. And as I begin to walk in that Word and exemplify that Word and stand on that Word must come to pass, because the Bible says in Psalms 119 verse 142, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Now, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments here. He's not talking about the 613 Levitical priest laws. He's talking about the Word of God is the truth. You can depend on the Word of God. Now, when you depend on the Word of God, you can depend on the source of what that Word of God is going to do in your life. Because that Word of God is going to bring truth, it's going to bring revelation, it's going to bring power, it's going to bring authority. And as you and I trust in that Word is going to bring us to a level of truth. So, what are you trusting in? In the Bible says, lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So He's trying to direct our path. Isaiah 23 and 6. He said, he that trusts in my word, he'll have everlasting peace. In other words, he'll have peace beyond all understanding. So you and I, as we incline to that word, will have peace in our life. So do we trust Him? He said that he that trusts in the Lord will have eternal peace. So you and I have got to trust. You cannot trust the economy. You cannot trust politicians. You cannot trust the Democrats or the Republicans. You cannot put your faith and your trust in that. You must trust in the ways of the Lord. And as you trust in the ways of the Lord, then you can walk in a level of truth. So what is God trying to reveal to us? He's trying to reveal to us that you and I have truth living on the inside of us, and we can trust what He said. No matter what you're dealing with in your life, no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what kind of opposition you have in your life, you can trust the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth. Now, you may go to a doctor and he may say you have this, 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 and this, and that may be a fact. You may have the symptoms, you may have the disease, you may have that, but that's not truth, because the Bible says, by His Word ye were healed. So He sent His Word and healed us. He didn't send His Word to heal us. He sent His Word and His Word healed us. So as we begin to get revelation of the truth of the Word of God. We can stand on that truth and know that that truth is going to bring deliverance to us, because that's the power of the revelation of Christ. So as we begin to understand the spiritual law God has given, that is the key to every other spiritual law, is often called the law of meditation. Now, what does that mean? If you say, Pastor, I don't understand what it means to meditate upon the Word. Well, if you're worried and meditating on fear, meditating on doubt, meditating, then you understand what meditation is. Because meditation means to murmur, to say over and over what God has said about you. And that truth is going to reveal who you're trusting in. If you rely on the doctor, if you rely on this, if you rely on your money, if you rely on the crisis, you rely on the problem, you're not trusting in the Lord. So as you're trusting in the Lord, who is your source? Who's going to relieve you? Who's going to bring you to a place of revelation? So as we begin to trust, I'm asking you again today, who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in the Word of God? Or are you trusting in your feelings? Are you trusting in your emotions? Are you trusting in the things that you think might be right? Or are you trusting in the Word of God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know who that is. That is Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what beauty of grace that is.